Welcome to Tedodigawa Bookmakers episode 189. So here's what I've been doing for the last couple of days is I've been making 15 Hunting Kanazawa books. These are guidebooks with ability to teaching how to... These are guidebooks that teach a little Japanese that the traveler can use while in Kanazawa and recommends a few places to eat and go, and there's notebooks. But 15, that means I have to sew up 15 books and put on the bind on the mull and do the covers and stuff. So far, I have sewn, I think, 10 or 11. And it takes me about 30, 45 minutes to sew up one. It's 7 signatures, so I should be faster, but that's the way it works out. So whenever I have a free moment, or I'm watching TV, or not doing much of anything, I sew a book. Later, I'm going to have to put on the mull and then the covers with the end papers and whatnot, and that might be a bit more time-consuming. What I hope is to be able to cut all the book boards and covers at the same time, but I don't know if I can do that or not. I might end up doing it individually. Measure, cut, and then glue everything up at the end. I want to finish everything. I wanted to finish everything by the end of last week, but I think I'm going to end up finishing everything at the end of this week. That's one thing I've been doing, is making 15 Hunting Kanazawa guidebooks with a little Japanese and, of course, calendars. That's one thing. What else am I doing is I'm going through a book, The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories. And here's what I'm doing. I'm going through, I should have done this before I published them, but I'm going through them and changing things. I found a couple of spelling mistakes. I found a couple of things I'd word differently. I think that's the problem. I'm going through and I'm changing things around. I might republish those with corrections. That's The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories. But on top of that, the reason I'm going through it is I'm going to print it out and make it into a real book, which at the sometime in the future I'm going to be offering to listeners for free, I suspect, sort of like free beta readers, or if you're from England, beta readers. So I'm going through, I'm reading it, I'm making changes, and I'm going to be putting that together as a book, as a real book, and then perhaps republish it with the corrections inside so people don't have to go, what, when they read it. That's the second thing, The Merchant of Venus, a real book and corrections. And the third thing I'm doing with The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories, the third thing I'm doing overall, is recording in a quiet little bar on the coast. It's kind of it's one of the stories from The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories. It's one of the other stories. It's the penultimate story. And it's told in sort of a way that it sounds like someone's talking, I hope. So I was going to record it, and I was going to put it up on this site for you loyal listeners, and one other place I was going to put it up, but I can't remember where, as an audio short story, not an audio book, but an audio short story. And one of the things I want to do is add a little sound effects. So when somebody talks about shooting, there's actually gunshots in the background. When if someone talks about falling down or crashing, there's actually sounds of people falling down and crashing. I think that makes it a little bit better to listen to. You can listen to it repeatedly. I might add some music, but I don't think so. There's not a lot of music in this except in the bar. But that we'll see. We don't know what we're going to be doing with that. So, in other words, I've been contemplating making an audio short story, and I've been making corrections on a book I've already published called The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories, available on your usual places. including Nook, if it's still around. And I've been making an edition of 15 of Hunting Kanazawa, a guidebook with language lessons. That's what it has. It has language lessons. So hopefully, by the end of next week, you will be able to listen to in a quiet little bar on the coast and purchase it without any mistakes in it. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you again soon. Have a nice week.